This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Naked came the stranger. Look, he's making himself at home. He even used the pool.
And the crazy confrontation with the homeowner.
Hey, what are you doing here? My house.
Then, here she is. The courageous big sister.
Caught in the crossfire of a violent attack.
After shielding her little brother from the bullets.
And the wave of violence sweeping the nation.
And hoverboard explosion. As her terrified son runs for his life. Plus, baby can't wait crisis.
My wife is having a baby.
Special delivery from dad. He's a UPS driver.
I think the cord's wrapped around his neck.
Then, why are so many Americans moving to this faraway land? It became a fortress during the pandemic. Now it's home for Natalie Portman, Zac Efron, and so many others.
I really like my life here.
Plus,
Gunther!
What happened to Gunther from Friends?
I was diagnosed with advanced prostate cancer.
And who wants to be a trillionaire?
The dude who woke up and found himself the world's richest man.
How much are you worth today?
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello and thanks for joining us. I'm Mary Calvi, and today for Deborah. We begin with one of the most bizarre home invasions we've ever covered because the intruder was, well, uncovered, as in totally naked. Turns out the homeowner was inside and jumped off his balcony to get away from the naked stranger. Jim Murray has more.
A naked intruder makes himself at home in a luxury estate. He steps across the pool and relaxes on the balcony. And those shorts he's wearing, they're the homeowner's. But his most outrageous action was claiming that this was his house when confronted by the real owner.
The break-in happened in Bel Air, California, one of L.A.'s fanciest neighborhoods. While at first glance the naked stranger might seem somewhat comical, the intrusion took a sinister and horrifying turn.
That's the cheerful chirping by the family's pet parakeets, Pasha and Pauline. The intruder, who's now wrapped in a towel, at first seems enamored. Then the unthinkable. He yanks one parakeet out of the cage and violently slams it on the ground. Then he does the same thing to the other bird. Matt and Monica Sabs are the heartsick homeowners.
He's like taking them, squeezing them, and throwing them on the floor and stomping on them.
Monica wasn't home during the break-in, but saw it all unfold over her Ring cam and confronted the intruder.
Get the now!
What?
Get out! Get
the prowler
out.
Calmly strolls to the camera.
Huh?
It looks like he's coming right up to the camera.
Yeah, that was very scary.
Her husband is upstairs getting dressed. Fearing for his safety, she calls him.
As I'm talking to her, all of a sudden, boom, I just see this guy looking at me right in the eye.
Hey, what are you doing here? This is my house. What are you doing here? I'm going to call the police right now.
Can you believe the audacity? He's threatening to call the police. The startled homeowner jumps off the master bedroom balcony onto the hood of his car and calls police.
I jump on the car, barefoot with the underwear, and just start like running.
Private security responds.
Get on the ground. Get on the ground.
Then police arrive on the scene.
My house.
Yep, he's still at it. The parents say their two children are traumatized by the event.
Huh?
The naked man gained entry into the house after he found the garage door opener in an unlocked car. He's being held on $50,000 bail. And more violence broke out nationwide over the weekend, with even children getting caught in the crossfire. In New York, a 13-year-old girl is being hailed a hero for protecting her little brother, covering him as gunfire erupted. Now, as Stephen Fabian tells us, they are getting a much-deserved day of fun at the ballpark.
America is embracing the brave 13-year-old girl who shielded her little brother from a hail of bullets. These are the children and their parents today. The family asked that their faces not be shown. Miraculously, neither was shot, but 5-year-old Christian clings to his dad. He says the child is so traumatized, he wants to be held all the time. Her father says Mia has always been brave and wants to be a New York cop when she is old enough. Tears rolled down Mia's face as he spoke about her courage.
I want to acknowledge the young lady that pretty much saved her brother. She pretty much covered him up. I'm not sure what it takes to get the key of the city, but I nominate her.
The whole family was at Yankee Stadium Sunday, guests of honor in the executive box.
It just breaks your heart that kids can't walk to the candy store and not be afraid of something like this happening.
Little Mia and Christian were heading to the candy store when the assassin's intended target in the red shirt collided with them. Mia's first instinct is to protect her brother with her own body. Police released this surveillance photo of the suspect. He fled from the scene on the back of a scooter with an alleged accomplice.
This is the very spot in the Bronx where Mia and Christian had their brush with death. They have become the poster kids for the innocent victims caught up in the upsurge of gun violence plaguing New York and cities across America.
We can't mention all of the shootings that have happened this weekend because there have been so many.
137 children under 11 have been killed in gun violence so far this year, and 343 wounded. And there was more violence in New York's iconic Washington Square Park, which has become a focal point of wild partying. Several people were injured in a stampede police say was triggered by this man, who has a taser and a knife. Yet he was released without bail. And there's fury today that charges have been dropped against hundreds of people arrested for looting in the wake of George Floyd's murder last year. The New York Post front page says, let them loot.
On Wednesday, President Biden will lay out his plan on how to combat violence across America. As a UPS driver, the guy you're about to meet makes all sorts of deliveries, but this was his most special, helping his wife deliver their baby while in their car. Megan Alexander with more on the child that just couldn't wait to get to the hospital.
He's a UPS driver who is about to make a very special delivery.
My wife is having a baby.
Ryan Thompson was driving his wife, Gayla, to the hospital, but baby would not wait.
Come on, buddy. Come on. Take that out.
Okay. Just stay calm for me, okay? Is he completely out or is it still just the head?
Just his head. Okay. Come on, Bubba.
The UPS driver pulled over to the side of Interstate 440 here outside Nashville, but a major crisis was about to jeopardize his newborn's life.
He's not breathing or he's not moving. His skin is real pale. I think the cord's wrapped around his neck.
Okay, if it is, try to slip the cord gently over the baby's head using your fingers.
Then, the magical sound of life.
There he is. I got him.
Okay, is the cord still around his neck?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, are you able to gently pull it over his head?
There he is. He's crying.
Just listen to the lungs on the little guy.
I guess him crying is a good thing.
Yes, crying is definitely a good thing.
It just happened so fast, my body didn't really have time to think about what was going on.
And here they are today, 29-year-old Gayla, 30-year-old Ryan, and their 7-pound, 3-ounce newborn Carson. That's right. Carson.
Ryan, what do you make of the irony of it all? You're a UPS delivery driver.
I've delivered a lot of things. Never in my life would I thought my child being one of them.
This UPS family now knows good things really do come in small packages.
One of the online comments calls Gayla an amazing super mama, and we agree. Now, dramatic footage as a little boy's hoverboard bursts into flames right in the middle of the living room, sending the family running for their lives. As Amber Cogliano reports, they now have a message on how to keep your family safe from an exploding hoverboard.
It's the terrifying moment a hoverboard catches fire inside a house. As the children run for their lives, the hoverboard explodes. Batteries fly in all directions. So, quick-thinking mom grabs oven mitts to put out the flames. The doorbell camera shows their daughter making sure their dog Banjo was safely outside. Tamalisa Minor says the hoverboard was charging overnight when it started smoking.
I saw this white electrical smoke just billowing out, and I knew we had a problem. Sheer panic. I mean, just panic. You don't ever think that's going to happen to you.
Her husband, Craig, was upstairs sleeping when the fire broke out.
He came down the stairs and nonchalantly went straight to the fire extinguisher, got it out. He knew where it was. He knew how to pull the pin and put the fire out.
They say watching how close their son Anthony came to being burned was the scariest part.
Very easily could have injured him pretty seriously, so it was pretty shocking.
This family isn't the first to have a close call with a hoverboard. Since 2015, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission has investigated more than 250 hoverboards catching fire or overheating.
It's on fire!
This guy says his hoverboard went up in flames while he was riding it. Now this.
We are so lucky to still have a roof over our head. We are so lucky to be alive.
The family's message, don't charge hoverboards overnight and always keep them with an eye shot when they are plugged in. Imagine going to bed at night and waking up as the richest man in the world. Well, it happened to this guy. So did he win the lottery? Not exactly. Les Trent explains what was going on.
This guy woke up a trillionaire. When Christopher Williamson checked his cryptocurrency account, like he does every morning, this was the huge number he saw. Yep, $1.1 trillion. And don't forget the 77 cents.
I looked at it again, and then I fell out of my bed and ran here to my desk to try to figure out what was going on.
The news would have made Chris Williamson, a nurse from Georgia, the richest man in the whole world. Richer than Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, and Bill Gates. But he's not really a trillionaire. It was a glitch in the system, and his cryptocurrency account was frozen. We asked Fox Business reporter Susan Lee what happened.
I don't think it's real after all, but it's a nice feeling, isn't it, to know that you can put in $20 and wake up a trillionaire?
For now, on paper at least, Christopher remains the richest man in the world, and the number keeps getting bigger.
On paper, how much are you worth today?
Right now, it is worth $172,257,372,090.79.
Holy cow, you're taking us all to lunch.
I try to find humor in it, but it's depressing.
Well, that's too bad. The cryptocurrency company Christopher was trading with Coinbase is trying to figure out what happened. Until then, his account will be frozen. For millions of Americans, this Father's Day was a return to normalcy with in-person family gatherings. Some dads would probably even say this was their best Father's Day ever.
It was the best Father's Day ever for these guys. John Rahm won the U.S. Open, and after his historic win, his wife Kelly hands over their two-month-old son, Kepa. Just 2 weeks ago, the golfer collapsed in tears after being forced to leave a tournament he was leading after testing positive for COVID-19. Now he's earned a Father's Day to remember. And this proud dad got to see his son hit a home run at the College World Series.
This one's launched deep to left field for Michaels.
Logan Michaels' dad, Jeff, cheered the loudest after seeing his son belt out the homer on Father's Day. To make the moment sweeter, the fan who caught the ball gave it to dad.
I feel like today I'm the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
And you know who's happy? Jeff Michaels, his dad, celebrating that one in the stands on Father's Day.
Definitely a Father's Day to remember. Back with more Inside Edition after this.
Next, Why are so many Americans moving to this faraway land? It became a fortress during the pandemic. Now it's home for Natalie Portman, Zac Efron, and so many others.
I really like my life here.
Plus,
Gunther!
What happened to Gunther from Friends?
I was diagnosed with advanced prostate cancer.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Pandemic Puppy Home Alone. Next, Inside Edition. What really happens when you return to work and leave behind the dog you adopted during the pandemic?
It's definitely really sad to seem so stressed out.
What our hidden camera reveals. Then, the woman who wore the same Hawaiian shirt 244 times during Zoom meetings, and no one ever said a word. Next, Inside Edition.
Thanks to extreme safety measures and speedy lockdowns, Australia has been like a fortress during the pandemic, sparing the nation from being ravaged by COVID-19. And that's also made it the perfect hideaway for some very famous faces.
Australia is like the land that COVID forgot. Some of the biggest names in Hollywood have spent the last year down under, including Natalie Portman, Matt Damon, Melissa McCarthy. Zac Efron is reportedly house hunting. Former Grey's Anatomy star Kate Walsh says she's moved there for good. Ashley Mullaney is a reporter for Channel 7 Australia.
It is ironic that where we're standing here in Beverly Hills, this was where you would come for big celebrity sightings, and now that's happening on the beaches of Australia.
Sacha Baron Cohen says he wants to raise his kids there. His wife, Isla Fisher, is Australian. Aussie natives Nicole Kidman and Chris Hemsworth packed up their L.A. homes and moved their families back home. One big reason, at the height of the pandemic, Australia was locked up like a fortress, reporting just 910 deaths due to COVID in a nation of 25 million. Here in the USA, COVID restrictions continue to be lifted. The first full-capacity concert at Madison Square Garden in New York City thrilled Foo Fighter fans. They had to prove they were vaccinated to get in. The executive producer of CBS This Morning was there.
They basically just ask you to show your vaccination card, or you could show the Excelsior Pass, which is something we have in New York that's on an app on your phone. And they checked them all as we went in, and then the second line, they checked your tickets.
But there is alarming concern about the Delta variant, especially in southern and western states, where vaccination levels are lagging.
The emergence of two nations, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated.
This variant of the virus, this strain of the virus, actually is more contagious, up to 50% more contagious than the original virus.
That's Jean.
She's locked her. Yes.
My sister.
Here's a beautiful scene. This gentleman is turning 100, and what a surprise. His birthday wish to see his 98-year-old sister comes true. They had not seen each other since the beginning of the pandemic. The family posted this video with the wistful song, Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Just so sweet. By the way, it was the man's great-granddaughter who posted that video.
Still to come.
Gunther!
What happened to Gunther from Friends?
I was diagnosed with advanced prostate cancer.
Right after the big Friends reunion, a health crisis for one of the stars. The actor who played Gunther, the coffee shop manager, is battling stage 4 cancer.
Friends actor James Michael Taylor, who played Gunther, the manager of Central Perk in the classic sitcom, reveals he's battling stage 4 prostate cancer.
I spin the bottle, lands on Gunther, so I would have to kiss Gunther. All right.
The 59-year-old opened up about his battle on the Today Show.
For my specific prognosis, it's, of course, a stage 4 late-stage cancer. So eventually, you know, it's going to probably get me.
Taylor recently appeared in the Big Friends reunion via Zoom.
Good to see you all. Look great.
Fans wondered why he wasn't there in person. Now we know why. Diagnosed in 2018, he says during the pandemic, his cancer has spread to his bones and spine because of a missed appointment. His lower body is now paralyzed.
My goal this past year was to see my 59th birthday. I did that.
And our thoughts are with him. And when we come back, a different kind of food thief.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Close your window.
Stop, thief! This elephant bashed his way through the kitchen window to steal a snack. Mission accomplished. He gets a bag of rice. And speaking of hungry animals, watch out. This giraffe doesn't mess around when it comes to his treats. He lifts the little kid right off the ground.
Yikes. See you next time.
If you like Inside Edition, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.